During the Lenten season, I've invited us to think about being conquerors in union with Christ. With Christ, we can overcome anything because he has won the victory over sin, division, and death. And he shares that victory with those who desire to receive it. That victory is extended to all people. But again, the Lord offers it. He cannot force us to receive it. He invites us to have faith and to believe that that victory is being experienced here and now. And during the Lenten season, we looked at different ways in which we overcome. And if you are familiar with the symbol of the Lenten theme, which was on our website, as well as in the narthex, it was palm branches, which symbolizes victory in those days, and a red cross, again reminding ourselves that through the passion, death, and resurrection of the Lord, we experience the victory the Lord wants us to enjoy. During the Passion narrative, we see the path of victory that Christ has set before us. And so briefly, we want to look at the phases of embarking on that path. First of all, it's to profess our faith. When the people grabbed palm branches as the Lord entered Jerusalem, they said, "Hosanna," which means, "Lord, grant us salvation." It comes from Psalm 118. And I suspect that many of them thought that salvation was going to be the overturning of the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire would be overturned indeed, but differently from what they thought. It would happen through the preaching of the gospel and the building up of the church. The Lord said, if you want to embark on this path to victory, you need to accept how he has come to save us and how we experience that salvation. He's going to take up his cross, and we're going to need to take up our crosses in union with him to die to sin, to die to the invitation to sin, to glorify God in our thoughts, words, and actions, even if it comes into conflict with the world, which defines what is important in very different ways from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's important for us to profess our faith, to learn what Jesus says, and to be able to articulate it to others. The people said, "Hosanna, Lord, grant us salvation." They acknowledged Jesus as the Lord, and they would learn what it meant for him to grant salvation. But we also see it's not enough to profess faith. If we're going to advance on the path to victory, we have to practice our faith. Not enough to give praise to God upon our lips, but to practice our faith in our lives. For we acknowledge that Jesus is Lord by how we live. But Jesus said that when things would get difficult, that it would shake the faith of the apostles. And Peter, the chief apostle, said, "Not so." He said, even if others had their faith shaken, he would not have his faith shaken. And then the other apostles professed the same thing. And yet, when it became difficult, when Jesus was arrested, they all left Jesus. That means the apostles, they were at the Last Supper. They left Jesus and they fled. They talked boldly, but their actions did not speak boldly. Even when Peter was given three times to profess that Jesus is the Lord and that he knew him, Peter said, "I do not know him. Even the second time he made an oath to deny that he knew the Lord. And there are times in which we have denied that we knew the Lord, maybe not necessarily by what we said, but by what we did. When there was something that was not in keeping with the teaching and example of Christ. Not enough to profess the faith, important to get the doctrine right, but then it has to be lived out. It has to be put into practice. And if it's going to be put into practice, we have to persevere in the faith. The journey of faith is a step-by-step process. And so we need to have the patience to take those steps. And we need to be careful about what we understand this victory to mean. We want to be blessed with a fine residence. We want to be blessed with a fine mode of transportation. We want to be blessed by not having many financial worries. But Christianity is not a material and money-making scheme. Christianity is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who then, through his teaching and example, informs how we will approach these things. But in the end, these things will fade away. The only thing that will last within time and for eternity is our perseverance in the faith by the grace of Almighty God. And if we make a misstep on that journey of faith, we can ask the Lord to help us to get back up and to begin anew, just like the first apostles needed to get up and to begin anew. The path to victory involves a profession of faith. It involves practicing our faith. It involves persevering in the faith. And then Jesus promises that we will prevail in the faith. The Lord made a triumphant entry at the beginning of our worship today. And indeed, his death on the cross was a tragedy. But in light of the resurrection, it's a triumph. People ask, why do we have crucifixes in our churches if the Lord is risen from the dead? Well, the triumph began when he died on the cross and destroyed death with death itself. And through that, he rose from the dead. And we can never thank the Lord enough for how far he went in his love for us to destroy that which alienated us from God and alienated us from one another. God takes the initiative in his love to provide the healing remedy. And this Palm Sunday, the Lord's Passion, reminds us to thank God for this healing remedy that makes us whole. When we go out and carry these palms, we're saying, Lord, grant us salvation. And we're willing to walk the path to victory in order to receive this salvation. Profess the faith. Practice the faith. Persevere in the faith. Do not give up if you make a misstep, but receive the forgiveness of God, learn the lessons of the past, and move on. Continue to persevere in the faith, and we will prevail in the faith. That is the Lord's choice for us. That is the path of victory he has laid out for us. We can experience that victory as long as we entrust ourselves to him and cooperate. And carrying these palms outside of this church means we will cooperate.